B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning court is in session. Let's say good morning to Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob and LBF.
Well, Dan, what brings you to court today?
My wife and I are taking the whole family to Hawaii for Christmas this year.
Wow.
Four kids. Big trip. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Now Christmas is in swing, and the kids are starting to tell us what they want on their wish list.
Okay.
What? And my wife is encouraging it, and it's an expensive trip.
So the trip was the gift. Is that what you're getting at?
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big gift.
Okay, so
and
what
then
happened?
Making a list beyond that?
Yeah,
checking
way
it twice.
Beyond that.
Yeah.
The gifts are not cheap, the gifts they want. Well, my wife is saying that the Christmas is going to be ruined if they don't have anything to open, and like these are expensive gifts.
So how old are your kids, by the way?
They're 10, 11, 14, and 16.
Oh, that's, sweet spot for expensive gifts, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. When they get into
it's
like,
either
yeah.
electronics or really trendy clothes and sneakers, right?
It's all electronics.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much are we talking about, you think?
A grand minimum.
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 Well, if you're talking like a PlayStation, that's got to be four
that's
or five bills,
bucks.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's on there. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
All right.
So what did you say to your wife?
I told her that, you know, it's an expensive trip. This should count as the gift. She thinks the kids absolutely need presents. I think Hawaii is a cool present.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why that can't be the gift.
All right, you're going kind of hard and fast, though. Dan, you're saying you don't want to do anything, that the gift is the trip to Hawaii. Enjoy it.
Isn't that enough?
It could be enough, but I also think from the wife's point of view, she's thinking they got to have a little something.
Bob likes to open presents.
Gift shops, keepsakes, stuff like that. I mean, I kind of planned on doing that. I didn't plan on buying a new PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you have four kids.
Yeah, okay. That's just the start.
All right,
yeah.
So is there a compromise here at all? I mean,
I suggested just stocking stuffers and just capping it at like $50 per stocking.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
We're going to open up phones at 888-410-1057. I'm not sure you've really hit the sympathy button because you are going to Hawaii for a few days and you think that should be the gift. Your wife doesn't think so. We'll see if we can get some opinions for you to listen for today, okay?
Have fun.
Yeah. Aloha. Aloha means hello and goodbye.
Yes, right.
All right. Stick around, Dan, okay?
All right,
888-410-1057. What do you think of Dan's case here? Should he lay low or...
I don't get that. Lay. God.
Anyway.
Help me. Can you take me with you?
Aloha, Dan.
Aloha.
All right, stay tuned. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob and LBF, and try to help Dan out. He thinks it's the old no good deed goes unpunished. He gets a surprise trip for the kids to Hawaii, which is a bucket list place, right?
For everybody.
But his wife thinks, well, you know, it's not enough. You still got to get him a Christmas present, right? So he doesn't think so. He thinks the trip is the present. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe $50 gift cards or something. I mean, you know, $50 stockings. But, all right, let's see what Linda thinks. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
My son's
14. He has an opinion, but real quick, it depends too when the trip is. If it's during Christmas break, that's one thing. If it's not until the summer, that's a whole nother story.
I don't think it is during Christmas, so that's why it's like the gift of you know.
So a delayed reaction,
maybe,
sort of thing.
Maybe it's probably after though. We should have asked that because I'm assuming it. I assumed it was Christmas vacation.
Let's say it's in January. All right, or February vacation.
Well, yeah, right.
But still, you get stuff on top of that. I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, my son thinks that they should get something.
Okay.
Because opening presents is the best part of Christmas.
Oh, well, what's your name?
Some people would say it's spending time with family, but we all know that's not true.
What's your name, son?
Nicholas.
Nicholas. Oh, that's a great Christmas name.
Yeah.
I mean,
Nicholas knows the true meaning of Christmas.
He sure does.
Presents.
Don't call him Saint Nicholas for nothing.
Get out of my way.
Nicholas, what do you want for Christmas this year while Mom's right here?
I guess Nerf gun.
A Nerf gun.
A Nerf gun?
You know what? Perfect. I love
Shoot
a Nerf
somebody's
gun.
Somebody's eye out with
you know
that
what?
Thing.
No, right. you won't. All it's right, a Nerf fine. Gun.
Yeah, that's true. All right, you guys.
I hope you get it.
Have a great Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Nicholas there.
All I right. love it. You know what? He's honest.
All right. Yeah, I like him. Hey, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
It's Lisa in Rhode Island, but I wanted to tell Bob something about his his grand cat that came over.
Oh, Lenny? Yeah.
You tell me everything right now.
Yep.
What do you think?
LBF. Mm. Oh, Christmas tree, your ornaments are history.
Yes. But just to back up a little bit, Bob earlier was talking about how his wife woke up this morning to the Christmas tree on the ground, everything shattered. Mm. Well, he has a little guest at his house called Lenny, and it's a cat. And I said, well, Lenny, his paws are filthy. And am I right?
Right.
Thank you.
Well, look, my wife texted me back and said, because she heard your rant. About Lenny.
I rant.
And she said, Lenny weighs 3 pounds.
I don't
He's
care.
A kitten.
Cats are like gymnasts. You think, you know, like with the Simone Biles, you think she weighs anything? She could take down an entire NFL team with like some sort of like forward roll.
Okay. Well,
she's a bowling ball. And so is that Lenny. Well,
you know, I got questions when I get home for Lenny. I'll tell you that. But thank
anyway,
you,
thank
Linda.
You.
Oh, Christmas tree.
It's
down
history.
Goes Frasier. Okay, we talked with Dan. Nice guy, great dad, can we all agree? And maybe a great husband, too. But he's got an issue with his idea of, like, let's take the whole family to Hawaii over the Christmas vacation holidays. And then that should be it. That's their Christmas.
Yeah.
Well. His wife said, no.
Can't do that.
They're, what, ages like 8 to 15?
10 to 16.
Good luck. They want stuff.
They want things.
And so he's like, well, what's what? When does it end?
It never ends, Daddy-o.
Exactly.
That's a mistake, thinking it ends.
And he wants to do just, can we just do simple stockings for them and then get on a plane, 2 tickets to paradise, let's go. 4-6 tickets, anyway.
Yeah, that's not paradise.
That's fine. Nope. Okay, and so let's see what you guys think. Dave, what are your thoughts?
This guy, has he been on vacation before with his kids? Has he learned his lesson?
Uh-oh, what's the lesson?
Don't take him.
No, take him. Buy him a PlayStation. He won't have to worry about them and have a better time.
Oh, just let him play in the hotel.
Okay.
No, let him play at home.
Oh.
Don't take him on vacation.
No, take them on vacation. Hasn't he been on vacation before with his kids? Is he crazy?
really? Dave, you're saying, here's your gift. Stay home. Have a nice
here's
visit.
Here's your gift. Stay home. I'll tell you, back in a week, guys.
Back in a week.
Perfect.
There's food in the fridge.
That's the best vacation you can give the kids. They don't have to talk to their parents. They'll be playing the station.
All right.
All right.
Dave, you're fun. All right.
Believe me, I had 2 kids. I don't want to deal with 4 or 3.
You didn't like taking him on vacation, I assume?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
So Father's Day must be big in your house.
Yeah.
my solution is, hey, children, here's your Christmas gifts. We'll see you in a week. Me and your mother are going away.
All right.
I love it, actually. It's funny. All right, Dave.
Nah.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think of our guy, Dan?
So I think Dan is right to a point.
Mm-hmm.
As a mom, you always want your kids to open up presents on Christmas. So I think they should get new towels, like a new beach towel, maybe a bathing suit. And
creative.
Things related to the trip.
Yeah.
But I agree with no electronics.
No electronics.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. So I don't know if they would give them before or after they get back from Hawaii, but if they go to Hawaii, the idea is to go enjoy the island. How about you turn the TV off, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go get some coconuts, right? Some shave ice. Go to what do you call that at night?
Bob's
the luhau? What do you call that?
What?
The luhau? The luau?
Luau.
Yeah. I like a luau.
Yeah.
Go do that. Okay? Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Perfect.
Billy. Thanks for hanging on, Billy.
Going?
We're doing it. What do you think?
So, is this Bob and LBF?
It is.
Yeah, it sure is.
So, yeah, this guy, he's got a big trip planned for the family to Hawaii, right?
Right.
And now he's telling all his friends, oh, we're taking the kids to Hawaii. The kids don't care. You might as well take them to Lemonster to a pool with a slide.
Well, wait a minute. Don't tell him
you
that.
You are so right, though.
No,
you're right.
True.
Don't tell him that, Billy.
They don't care. They don't know. They don't
oh,
work.
My God. All right, Billy.
Yes.
Bottom line it. So what should he do?
If he can't afford Christmas and Hawaii, then cancel Christmas and two nights in Lemonster at that place where they got the water slide.
Yeah, the one. Great Wolf. Is
love
that
it.
What it? I don't know.
Love
yes,
it.
That's it. Two nights there. They're going to love him again.
I think you've solved it, Billy.
I think so.
Good call.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
thanks
guys.
For listening.
Have Bye. Great
That's
Bye.
The second guy said, you go. They stay.
Listen,
buy him nice gifts. That's funny.
I'm telling you, they're not wrong. It is Lemonster. They don't care. They're at the age. My brother chose to stay at home in Canton, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Versus go on a cruise to Alaska with his family because he was 18.
No regrets.
No. You know what? Call him today. He's like, none at all.
None at all. Well, there you have it, Dan. Dan, you got some decisions to make.
None at all.
Wow. Okay.
I know why, Rob Beckham.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying.
So does
like
everybody else. He's 18.
Oh,
what? I have the house to myself?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay.
All good.
We're not suggesting that. They're too young.
No.
But,
no.
I just think some
throw some gifts at them.
Who called and said, look, you got another $1,000 to spend. Just do that.
That's most everybody said. Yeah, you've spent this much so far. It's like do the 10% over. Like just spend a little more.
Okay.
Everyone's happy.
Hey, guess what? So good luck, Dan. It could be worse places to get over your grief, right? I mean, jeez.
Yes. At a luau.
At a luau. Lou, how you doing?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my. I almost want to go to Hawaii with you just for the dad jokes. Lou, how you doing?
Oh. Get back
That's
on the plane,
the
please.
For the plane ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, ahead. As you
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.